Hi, I'm Kirsty Whittaker. I'm a researcher at the University of Cambridge, and I'm also a member of the Neuroscience and Psychiatry Network. We're a consortium of researchers in Cambridge and also University College London who are interested in understanding why teenagers are particularly at risk of their first episode of depression or psychosis. We have a cohort of 2,000 young people between the ages of 14 and 24 who have completed huge numbers of questions about their life. And a subset of those, 300 people, have come in for a magnetic resonance imaging, an MRI brain scan. I'm interested in how brain structure changes as you get older. And in particular, I'm interested in how the brain works as a network. You can think about a network just the same way as an airline network. There are small regional areas that do particularly specialized messages, and there are big hubs like JFK or Heathrow. The hubs of the brain network are receiving messages from lots of places and also sending messages all over the brain. We found that the hubs of the brain network are the longest developing. They take the longest to develop through adolescence. And what we think is happening is that these brain regions are remaining really flexible and able to allow teenagers to learn and respond to information that they receive. In collaboration with Dr. Petra Virtesh, we found that gene expression in the hubs of the connectome are associated with genes at a risk of schizophrenia and also the expression of cells called oligodendrocytes. Oligodendrocytes make myelin, and you can think of myelin as being the cells that fix in place connections, like electrical tape. Here at Endo 2017, I'm presenting in a session with Dr. John Perry, who does genome analysis on hundreds of thousands of participants. When we sent him our list of genes that we showed to be related to adolescent brain development, he reported back to us that those genes are more likely than chance to be found close to genes associated with the onset of puberty. It's a wonderful way of bringing converging evidence to understand how adolescent brain development is changing and how it might be related to the risk and the resilience against mental health disorders.